Here to present the award for Mod of the Year, Sharp Cookies.
Hey guys, what up? My name is Sharp Cookies, and I am presenting the award for Mod of the Year. Yay! So, mods do a lot of work around the site, and they moderate the forums to make sure everybody's acting in a nice and orderly fashion, and doing a lot of cool things around the site. And without them, the site just wouldn't be as the same or as awesome. You know what I mean? Right. Anyway, so the nominees are Autumn, Russ, and Zelina. Oh man, guys, this is kind of intense, but great choices. Okay. And the winner of the Golden Cupcake for Mod of the Year is Zelina! Yay! Congratulations!
Bala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo pa' dar la alegría y cosa buena. Bala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena!
Ay!
Thank you. Zelina never recorded a speech, so I'll accept it on her behalf.
Thank you. It's very nice to have this. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Here to present the award for Admin of the Year. Some very special friends of ours. I don't even need to introduce them. I'd rather them just come up here. So come on up, guys.
These are the admins of VH. Watch them run this website. They're pretty badass. Look, they're running everything. Oh, watch out, says that Dylan. Somebody's not acting normal? That's okay. He just gets Charissa and she tracks that sucker down. You can't run when Charissa's on your tail. Oh, look, some crazy hacker fuck wants to get involved in VH? That's okay. Charissa's gonna kick their ass. Oh, the admins are just crazy. The VH admins have been referred to in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most fearless admins on the internet. They really don't give a shit. If it has to get done, it gets done. Ooh, what's that? A member of the month. How come I was never elected member of the month? Here, Valk's running backwards. Ooh, that's not a good idea. She's blind. The VH admin are made up of six epic people. Ambie Lee, Blackjack, Dylan College, Cerise, Rochelle Euler, and Valkyrie Celeste. Now watch this. Ooh, Blackjack lives halfway across the world in a totally fucked up time zone. Does he care? No, he's up at crazy hours just to be with everybody else. He's doing shows while he's at work, stupid. That's how dedicated he is. Even the Rochelle Euler is pretty badass. She has no regard for the concept of the space-time continuum. She just does show after show after show and is involved in everything and still somehow takes 19 fucking credits in school. What an admin. Uh-oh. What's this? We have an admin from another website? Oh my goodness, we have an admin from the VAA. Look, she does everything. She's even involved in the animal kingdom where the honey badger lives. Oh, look, here's the Dylan Collins. This man's involved in everything. He's like a vampire of the night, just living through the night, getting involved in all sorts of stuff. He does more shows than it makes his head spin. He's like a hydra. You cut off one show and three or four more new shows pop up. But look, does the Dylan Collins care? No, he doesn't give a shit. He gets stung by like 100 complaints all the time. Does he care? No, he keeps running the site like he's the badass of VH. What's this? Another show imitating one of his? He doesn't care. He just changes his format again. As badass as all of these admins are, there can only be one admin who is going to win this award.
I'm on Rochelle! Wiggle, 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 wiggle!
Walter, you're the jackass of VH. Get off my stage.
All right, then I vote for Valk. I have cheesecake!
Cheesecake? Nobody cares. Get off my stage.
I have to be here. I have the envelope, you putz.
What are you talking about? I have the envelope right here. Look, I'm going to open the envelope just to show you. See? And the winner of the Admin of the Year award is... Make... What? Make Walter say it. I don't want to make Walter say it. This is my gig. Stupid badass admins. Give me that envelope, Walter.
Hey!
Oh. Look, if you want to do something, why don't you do a drum roll or something? Well, I guess not. We have that epic music behind us. Don't just... just stand there and wiggle her. I don't know.
Hey, wiggle, wiggle.
Whatever.
Wiggle, wiggle,
I have
wiggle,
the envelope
wiggle.
Here.
Wiggle. It's not fun anymore.
Then stop already. Okay, I have the envelope here for the Admin of the Year. And the Admin of the Year award goes to... oh my gosh! It's Ambie Lee! Come up here, you badass admin.
Oh, came back as a dolphin. Would you listen to me then? Would you let me be your friend? Would you let me in? You can cut off all my fins, but to your wings I will not bend. Die before I let you tell me how to swim.
So I've recorded other speeches that were like really funny haha speeches, but this one is going to be a legit serious critique because this is honestly like probably the biggest honor that I could have gotten from you guys because, I mean, it's Admin of the Year and I'm in such amazing company with the rest of the admins here on VH and any one of us could have won this because everyone does such an amazing job and we all work so well together and just, oh God. Because, I mean, as some of you know, I was an admin on another site about a year ago. Over on site that shall not be named, I really didn't get a lot of freedom to do the things that I'm allowed to do on VH as an admin. I mean, I've got such creative input with events and badges and potential things that we're going to develop for the site and just... And I really feel like I've come into my own as an admin over here on VH. So I guess I want to, of course, thank Dylan Collins for, first of all, creating VH and... accepting me as an admin over here when I, you know, left site that shall not be named. I will continue to work as, you know, the mainly behind the scenes admin. I'm not really out there as much as, you know, other people are and like greeting people and stuff like that. I'm much more of the tedious work, as Dylan calls it, that he doesn't like to do. So I will continue to do all of your tedious work that you do not like to do, Dylan, for as long as you'll have me. So thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Oh, I'll continue to have you. I'll continue to have you all night long. Here to present the award for Best WTF Production, the sexiest woman on VH, Miss Cunty.
Oh my god, bitches. First of all, I just need to say something now, and I'm going to say it loud and clear, and I want all of y'all to hear it, okay? Just because they winning this award this time don't mean they gonna keep this motherfucking award. Why? Because Miss Cunty Prolific Preacher Nico Jenkins III is the motherfucking originator of said What the Fuck Production Award. And best believe, after I read all these names and give them their motherfucking award and everybody go home, I'ma go to their motherfucking house and I'ma steal that shit. Why? Because I can. If you got a problem with it, you can deal with it. Okay. Just wanted to say congratulations, motherfucking, to all these motherfucking nominees, and let this get this motherfucker on the road. Okay. Best motherfucking production nominees are Christian Bale Rant by Copper. Why his name means silver or gold or some shit? What the fuck is it copper for? I don't know. The Beat Offs by Zane. We all know we love us some Zane. Oh my god, Gary. MCBFF and Ray Shellular's Nature World by Dylan Curlins and Ray Shellular again. Oh my god, that was so motherfucking funny. Okay. The Disney Dubs Gone Wrong by OMG Awkward Turtle. And Twilight Dub The Lab Scene by Awkward Turtle. I mean, OMG Awkward Turtle. Dylan Collins and Zane. And the winner the Twilight Dub, bitches. Oh my god. So y'all can have the motherfucker award right now, but best believe it's gonna be mine by the end of this day. Okay. Double kisses. Mwah, mwah. Bye-bye.
Every now and then. then I know I must go where I lead me. I'll go with me through the gates of hell. Every now and then I know there's no one in the universe as magical and wondrous as you. Every now and then I know there's nothing any better, and there's nothing that I just wouldn't do. Every now and then I hear a voice.
I need you now tonight. Bella. Bella could not be here tonight, and neither could Turtle, but I will accept this on behalf of both of them. And Bella, I want to place this award around your neck, your beautiful, slender, swan-like neck. I've seen a naked swan, and it was glorious. Oh, oh my, this award, it sparkles in the light. Sparkly, sparkly. Bella, I wish you were here. I wish you were... Bella? You're not with Jacob, are you? I've seen a naked wolf and it's nothing to look at. I'm going to go save you, Bella. Thank you for this award, everybody.
Very quickly, I'd like to thank Zane for being an epic Bella and Turtle for doing the game. It was an improv game. It was Turtle's version of Whose Line Is It Anyway. It was just totally spur of the moment. Thank you, Turtle, for mixing this and posting it. And again, thank you, Zane, for being an epic Bella. Thanks again, guys. Nani's backstage right now. She's hiding. She's wearing mittens because she's afraid of Turtle eating her sausage fingers. But Nani, it's okay. Turtle's not here tonight, as you heard. You can come out and present the award for most versatile actor.
Hey everyone, it's Nani, and I am here tonight to present the 2012 Golden Cupcake Award for Most Versatile Actor. I think it's really funny that I'm here presenting this award because Dylan Collins says that I can't act. Well, suck an egg, Dylan Collins, because you're not nominated for this award. But the people who are nominated for this award are Heaven Incarnate, Rye Guy, Blackjack, Tomato Cars, and Apotheria. And the winner for Most Versatile Actor is Blackjack. Yay!
Blackjack. Oh, wow.
Most Versatile Actor? Wow. I'm speechless. This is crazy. This is one of the huge ones. It's most, I'm honored, guys, seriously, that you think that. I guess I do a lot of different things, you know, like dubs. I guess people are like, I've heard people say like, oh, you could do Aladdin. Oh, he sounds like Peter Pan. Oh, he sounds like Jack. Oh, he sounds like Leo, so... I guess that thank you for all the fans who voted for me. Awesome. This is crazy.
Congratulations, Blackajacka. I am going to present Most Versatile Actress. Actresses. Okay. I am looking for the nominations now. I should cut this out because it's an award show. It's supposed to be all professional and stuff. But it's not. Okay. Alright. Okay. Alright. Most Versatile Actress. This award means a lot to me personally. Because I like versatile actresses. Yeah. And the nominees are Sundance Girl, Faded Phantom, Skywish, Charisse, and Ambi Lee. I'm looking for my envelope. I've lost it. Here we go. And the winner is Skywish. who is not here to accept the award, I'll take it. As her boyfriend, I will take the award, and I will pawn it. You're welcome, Skywish. You're welcome. You're welcome. No, really. You're welcome. You're welcome. Let's go to Megadizzy for his presentation of Fandubber of the Year.
Whoa, check it, dudes! It's Megadizzy, and I'm not giving my credentials. After all, who cares about how well I can sound like myself or attempt to sound like Otto from The Simpsons? Because, after all, it's about these wonderful nominees who can either sound like our well-known fictional characters, sing like them, or can put a whole new spin on the characters that we never thought of before. So, without further ado, the nominees for Best Fan Dubber are... Blackjack AV, Sundance Girl, Fan Dub Singer, Princess Garnet, Ronin Raccoon. And the winner is... Blackjack AV! Come on down and accept your award, because you can't really do that on the internet, so you can't really come down and accept it. You'll probably get a badge for it or something. Yeah. Congrats on your award. Yeah.
What? This? No way, no. How did I beat Elise? Sundance Girl, 93, she's... Where is she? Come up here. Sundance Girl, come up here. You need to be up here with this one, because, seriously, I would not be doing all of these dubs that I do unless you always ask me. And, like, you're... What I love is, like, you're always... You do them so fast, it's like... It encourages me to do them with you. But, seriously, if she didn't ask me to do these dubs, I wouldn't be doing so many, and I probably wouldn't have got this award. So this one goes to her.
Congrats to you, Blackjack. I'm here to present the award for Best Actor in Video Production. Video productions are a big thing. Not a lot of people do them. And I've noticed that the acting on video productions are, like, crazy good. I guess the acting in VH on... in general is really good, but the video production acting, especially of the five that were nominated, I feel like crazy, crazy good. So, I'm really happy to present this award. It was a toughly contested battle. The nominees are Russ as the narrator in How to Get the Girl of Your Dreams, Blackjack AV as Jack in I'm Flying Dubover, Ronin Raccoon as Kovu in The Circle is Broken, Shady Vox as Zira, Zazu, and Rafiki in The Circle is Broken, and Eric Swanson in How to Get the Girl of Your Dreams. And the winner is... Russ as the narrator in How to Get the Girl of Your Dreams!
To accept this award, and very appreciative of Snowfender for casting me. It gave me a chance actually to be in a live film without traveling to the shoot. And of course, I got to have a lot more interaction with the characters, well, one character, than narrators usually get. If you haven't seen it, what are you waiting for? All the information is in Video Productions. Thank you so much.
leave it to Russ to promote a production he's in while accepting an award for it. That's why Russ's epic win. Ladies, hold on to your blouses and panties, because Gil Dragon's on his way to the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen of Voice Hollywood, we all love to sing. Heck, even some of us do with lines, record lines for radio plays. And it's not all that far off from also recording lines, but for video productions. We have many talented actors and actresses that do just that almost exclusively. So I present to you the nominees for Best Actress section, and they are Sundance Girl as Kristen Stewart in Interview for the Runways, dub over. Sundance Girl as Rose in I'm Flying, dub over. Princess Garnet as Belle in The Transformation. Seacat 13 as Kiara in The Circle is Broken. And Faded Phantom as Starfire in Teen Titans Meet the Robins fan dub. And the winner of Best Actress in a Video Production for this year's Voice Hollywood Golden Cupcake Award is Sundance Girl as Kristen Stewart. Congratulations, Sundance.
Wow, okay, so I didn't actually know. I just realized that I was nominated twice in the production awards, and I know I've said it a lot, but I just, of course, I want to say thank you, and I still find it incredibly amusing that people think I sound like Kristen Stewart. it's a huge honor, but I find it funny at the same time, but I love her, and she, okay, I'm stuttering, great, yeah, thanks so much, and I will keep being my Kristen Stewart-y self. Thanks.
You're welcome, Sundance Girl, you're welcome. Let's bring Cassie up here. Cassie, come up here. Because we're going to bring you up here now, Cassie. So, come up here. Because we're going to bring you up here now, Cassie.
Hello. Moments from now, I am going to reveal to you all the winner of the Best Video Production category for the 2011 Golden Cupcake Award. The nominees for said category are The Circle is Broken by Ronan Raccoon, How to Get the Girl of Your Dreams by Snowfender, Text Me Back by Snowfender, I'm Flying, Titanic Dub Over by Sundance Girl, and Inside the Gamer's Studio by The Nation Maker. And joining me now to reveal the winner of the Best Video Production category for the 2011 Golden Cupcake Awards is my cat, Bindi. Bindi? Thank you, Bindi. And congratulations to the winner. The winner is How to Get the Girl of Your Dreams by Snowfender.
But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow.
Hey, guys, wow, thank you so much for voting, both Text Me Back and
How to Get the Girl of Your Dreams, or nominating it as Best Video Productions. That's seriously so exciting. I thought I'd just do one file to make it easier for everyone, and because I'd probably be saying the same thing about both of them. But regardless of which one wins, thank you guys so much. That's really, really awesome. I put a lot of hard work into both of these things, and there wasn't too much. I mean, there was a lot of help, but there wasn't a lot of, a lot of other people that could really stick through the whole project. So a lot of it was done by me and a couple other people, or mostly me for texting back, especially. So that's really exciting, and I'm really glad you guys enjoyed it so much. We're going to be sending it out, both of them out to festivals really, really soon, especially Texting Back, which finally got its music, and we're going to recolor it and redo the sound, and then we're going to be sending it out. So I'm really nervous but excited about that. Yeah, and hopefully both of them will get accepted to a festival, fingers crossed. For How to Get the Girl, thank you so much for Rust lending your voice. It seriously brought together the whole project. Everybody loved it, and it just would not have been the same without having you there. And yeah, thank you guys so much in general. I don't know how many times I can say that, or say but that's about it. And yeah, enjoy the rest of the awards.
Thank you, Snowfender. And on behalf of China, thank you for bringing a golden cupcake home to China. Not that I'm from China, but I'm sure if there was somebody else from China on VH, they would thank you for winning one for the team. I'm going to present the Best Supporting Actor or Actress Award. Blue Man said he was going to present it, and he never sent anything in. I'm just going to call everybody out. Skywish didn't do what she said she was going to do. It just makes me sad. It makes me so sad. Okay, so Best Supporting Actor or Actress, presented by me. We've got Charisse's mom in Noctem Dormon. It's Me Insane as the Cat in Alice at the Midnight Parties. Miriam as Blank in Santa's Kitten. I guess we've meant to get the name of the character and we forgot. Corey Spreel as Blank for Text Me Back. Another one we forgot. And Ambie Lee as the Red Queen in Alice at the Midnight Parties. The winner is Ambie Lee, Red Queen, whoa, Alice at the Midnight Parties.
Amber is the color of your energy.
And she is thankful for this award, this golden cupcake. But truly, it is you who should be thankful for the Red Queen. Well, are you being thankful? Be thankful, I say, for the Red Queen, or thou shalt lose it thy head!
Mitch Diamond here to present the award for Best Lady, Best Female in an audio production. I played a female one time in Silence of the Lambs, the musical. It was an off-Broadway thing. I'm excited to even have these delightful names of ladies caress my lips as they come out while I'm reading them. So let's just get to it. The nominees are Alexio the Great as Debbie Tucker and Tim the Vampire. Good luck, Cupcake. Valkyrie Celeste as Trina in 19 Nocturne Boulevard Sheep's Clothing. I'd like to be a wolf in your sheep's clothing, Valkyrie Celeste. Scarlet as Jade in Nature of Jade. Now, Jane is green, and I'm green with envy over all the dudes that banged you. Medity as Yuki and Mir and Yuki? Ooh. I just made a Yuki in my pants, if you know what I mean. And Charisse and Noctem Dermone, you're a little too young for me. I gotta throw you back for a couple years. Let you grow a little bit. But I'll be back. I'm always coming back. The winner is Alexiel the Great as Debbie Tucker and Tim the Vampire. I'll see you at the after party, Cookie.
Thank you guys so much for this. Wow. I guess I just want to thank everybody who made Tim possible. Renee and Christy for being such brilliant writers. Sam and Robert, my co-actors, my co-conspirators, because the show is pretty out there. I don't really know what to say other than thank you so much, and I hope that the next episodes of Tim are well worth the wait. Thank you all so much again.
Also, you'd like to thank Dylan and Blackjack for being so epic in our two lines that we had. I know. The moment caught you, you forgot. I get it. Coming up, Best Actor in Audio Production, Best Audio Production, Scene Stealer of the Year, Writer of the Year, and many more. Stay tuned.